Because to every purpose there is a time and judgment. Therefore the misery of man is great upon him. For he knoweth not that which shall be, or who can tell him when it shall be. There is no man that hath power over the Spirit to retain the Spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death. There is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. All this I have seen and applied my heart unto every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt. And so I saw the wicked buried who had come and gone from the place of the holy. And they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This also is vanity. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times in his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. Amen. Going back to the 10th verse, I saw the wicked buried who had come and gone. My message is one word tonight. Gone. Gone. Amen. Oh time, where did it all go? Amen. But some of you can look back and say of a truth that most of your time in this world is gone. In 15 days I'll be 61. Amen. 61? How can this be? Amen. A lady called, who is a preacher's wife here in town. They used to stay at our house a whole lot, ask directions to a church. And we talked a little bit, because in former days we had a lot of revivals together and a lot of camp meetings together. Amen. I can remember the first time I saw her, just a little girl at Granite City camp meeting, singing, "Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. One day he made a way for me." Amen. Well, glory to God. Time has flown. Amen. I told her how old I would be in a few days, and she said she was past 50 now, and she used to think that I was ancient when she was a little girl around church. Amen. We kept her and her sister so much that we could have taken them as an income tax deduction. Amen. They spent so much time at our house. Amen. Yes, one time they were young people. Well, what do you know? Amen. Here we all are old. And where has time gone? Time, oh time, where did it go? What happened to all of it? It seemed in my youth it crawled so slow. Amen. I would never be able to sign for my own car. My dad would have to sign for me. Every time I'd go in, my good friend down at the Bank of Fair, Missouri, would ask me, "Are you 25 yet? Are you 21 yet?" Amen. I was glad to report a few years later, too late to enjoy it. Amen. I finally made the riffle. But when I had made the riffle, it was too late to do business for the most part at the bank of fare. I'd already moved away. Amen. I was out in the world preaching the gospel. Youth, oh, for so many gone. My, I'm talking about gone. Amen. We just well to face it. We just well to face reality tonight. Time's passing. Amen. My goodness, the babyhood of those babies gone. In just a few months, Brent will be a teenager. Sometime this summer, I think June, is it? June? Brent will turn 13. Impossible. Unreal. Is that the little six-year-old that curled his head around the end of the seat when he couldn't stand with the choir? Amen. But just a few seconds and ran back to his seat because he's scared of that big old congregation. And the boys was hissing him on, going up there and sing. And he curled his head around and he curled his lip around. He said, I can't do it, guys. Is that the little boy that couldn't do it? Amen. Ah, yes, the babyhood of those babies is gone. I remember us going to visit Sister Keith when tiny baby Jessica was born. Her sister was there helping take care of her. The other day, we let her join the choir a month and a half early because just a month or so away, she will be 13. Amen. Yes, the babyhood of those babies is gone. The childhood of those children, if we're not very careful, it'll pass and we'll say, where did it go? Amen. That pesky little boy that used to play around our house as much as he did his own. He was the neighbor's child. And then he would knock on the door and ask Sister Collins for a drink of water or something to eat. Amen. I wasn't too friendly with him sometimes because I didn't know what he might tear up playing around the house. Strange neighbor's kid. Amen. Amen. Taking his liberties around our house. I wish I'd have been kinder to him now because he's gone. He don't knock at our door anymore. Oh, he's around, but he's not interested in anything. His curiosity has gone a different way. Amen. Did we allow something to pass that we'll miss? Yes, those children will soon be gone. You better appreciate them. Appreciate them in every stage in life. Appreciate them. Amen. No matter what, I'll admit I was a little bit blue when the last one was gone. I remember how quietly Jeffrey could open that overhead door to the garage. And how quietly he could open that old noisy, squeaky back door of the basement and walk to his room in yonder end of the basement, having came in rather late. Sister Collins and I had already gone to bed. Amen. But when he was married and gone, I missed the footfall of Jeffrey in the hallway. I missed those footsteps. Amen. Something was missing at the house. Ah, yes, they'll soon be gone. Amen. Mama will soon be gone. My mama is gone. Soon the dogwoods and red buds, amen, and already the blooms are a-bursting in the hills of Arkansas. The fresh new rains have caused the mountain streams to burst down the hillside and into the creeks, and the water flows cold and crystal clear, fed by many springs. Amen. Oh, so cold and so crystal clear. Amen. Oh, the same smells are there, and once in a while I get to walk where I once walked as a child. Mom showed me those little flowers that popped out from beneath the leaves, and I'd pick Mama bouquets I remember, amen, that when Mama was gone, I walked the old school path back across the branch and over on the hill, and I picked a few of those flowers in the springtime and returned to the old rickety rocking chair there on the porch with them in my hand. There was nobody there to bring them to. Mama was gone. My mama and my daddy will never see the dogwoods bloom again. The burst of color and the burst of spring in the hills. One of the most refreshing times in the mountains. Amen. They'll never see the roses bloom again. They'll never see the irises I brought from Oklahoma and planted beside the porch, and some were transplanted down by the old rock row. They'll never see the tiger lilies, the daylilies, bloom again. Amen. Down on the old rock row, I brought them from somewhere in a revival meeting across the land. They're gone. Mom and Daddy's gone. Appreciate them while you got them. Amen. Oh, yes, it doesn't really matter, I don't guess, that they'll not see the flowers bloom again. Amen. The flowers are soon withered anyway. Amen. A note of, amen, humor, praise God, along with all of this negativity tonight, praise God. I told you about how that I missed the footfall of Jeffrey as he sneaked down the hall, came down in rather late. Amen. Came home rather late at night, but it wasn't too long until there was several feet. Amen. Pitter pattering up and down the halls. Amen. I don't care if I live to see several more of a new generation, praise God, awake great-grandma and great-grandpa, amen, if they want to, in the middle of the night. Hallelujah. I live to see several generations in the work of God. I've saw them grow up in the house of God, and some of them that were young folks, children, have already gone from underneath our wings to claim their crown of rejoicing in the presence of God. Amen. To me, I didn't never give them up. To me, they were never quite gone. I helped preach their funerals. Some of them I preached their funeral. Amen. I preached Rosella Mills' funeral. Died in an accident. One of the young people in my church in Barberville, they moved to Dayton, Ohio, and spent the remainder of their years in Dayton, Ohio. But Rosella moved back to London, Kentucky, and got killed in an accident. Amen. I preached her funeral. Drove to London, Kentucky, Barberville, to preach her funeral. Amen. But I didn't quite give them up. In my mind and in my heart, I suppose they were still walking around. Amen. In the spring of 1976, I came to Dayton to hold revival meeting. While I was up there preaching for Bob Norvell, I went and ate dinner one day with Brother and Sister Setzer. Amen. And had some fellowship together. And then we went over to the Mills as one day for dinner. And I don't know why. I suppose it's because those memories are still very clear and very real, very vivid in my heart. Everybody gathered around. All the children had come in that I once pastored, and we were having a wonderful time of reunion of sorts. And I asked the question, as hurtful as it was and as ignorant as it was, I said, "Where's Rosella?" And just a few years before, I had preached her funeral. Even though she was gone, amen, in my memory, somewhere or other, she was back. And somewhere, walking around, amen. Can it happen? Yes, it can happen. Amen. Friends and loved ones leave us, young and old, and someday we're going to look around two or three times and they're going to be gone. Amen. And maybe this is the reason that I'm preaching this message tonight. I don't know. It's all God spoke to me before church tonight. It's all God gave me. He didn't give me much to go with it. All day long, I pondered the word and didn't get much to go with it. Amen. Gone. Maybe the reason is, if we realize that those that we love are fleetingly, swiftly passing down the stream of time, and we cannot bring them back. We cannot bring them back. Maybe we'll be kinder. And maybe we'll be blinder to their faults along the way. Amen. I wish I'd have been kinder. I wish I'd have been blinder. You say, preacher, you're getting old and soft. Then let me. Amen. I've been young and hard. Let me get old and mellow. Amen. Ah, praise God. Let me be kinder. Let me be blinder. Praise God to others' faults along the way. Perhaps I will atone for all of that which I, amen, am indebted for. Amen. Nothing stays the same. And since I can't keep it the same, oh God, if I could, I would sometimes. But you know, it wouldn't be good to keep those children little. They'd be retarded. It wouldn't be good to keep them around your feet all their life when they're 21, 22, 25 years old. Amen. It's time for them to build a nest of their own. Amen. You can't keep them. I've known some mothers that tried to keep them. I've known some mothers that were bitter against that heel of a man that took her daughter. Amen. Couldn't say anything good about him. Or that heel of a woman, amen, that took her beloved son. Oh, yes. But you can't keep them. They're going. We're moving fast out of each other's reach. Clasp glad hands while you can. Greet each other with a holy kiss while you can. It's Bible. Amen. I know it translates today in modern tongue to a holy handshake. Be that as it may, greet one another with a holy handshake. Amen. We're passing down the stream of time. We have not long to stay. And fellow church members, we'll soon be gone. You ever look down on an enemy after they had died and all of the fight went out of you and all of the fight had gone out of them and they looked so serene and so peaceful and so helpless in the coffin and underneath the shroud? Amen. Your enemies are leaving too, and you may not believe it tonight, but you'll miss them. Amen. One of the writings, I don't know however true, amen, about Moses, amen, but when finally Korah and Abiram were gone, amen, Moses would have heard to say in one of the writings, fiction or whatever, I miss him. Amen. Maybe our enemies play a greater role in our success in life. Maybe it's they that keep us praying and on our toes, and they that keep us judging our own selves, lest someone else have to judge us. Amen. Someone said that if he didn't have enemies, enemies are so necessary to your success, that if he did not have enemies, he would out of necessity create some. I'm going to go so far as to say, you'll even miss your enemies when they're gone. And so you know what Jesus said to do? Love your enemies. Pray for them which despitefully use you. You know why? You may be the only chance to save them. and your enemies are every last one going to give up the ghost, lay down and die, and may never get up again. Amen. Outside the last judgment. Amen. And then finally at last, the church is going to be gone. Oh, will the world miss us? Will they have someone else to blame for all of their problems and all their guilt complex? Amen. A preacher, a Methodist preacher in Barville, who happened to be a teacher at Union College. Amen. One brother fellow told me about riding down the street with this Methodist preacher, and he had a Playboy magazine laying on the seat beside him. He's the one that taught Anderson's book on understanding the Old Testament, that did away with about all the miracles, that the water of the Red Sea was only knee deep where the children of Israel crossed. Amen. And the miracles of Elijah and Elisha were just Jewish folklore, that they never really happened. That Daniel was a forgery and was written in two different languages, and nobody could predict the history of the nations, amen, after Daniel so accurately without having after the fact knowledge. So they say that the book of Daniel was written years and years and years after Daniel, and they forged his name to it. Amen. Oh, he taught a lesson on morals in Union College. And he had a book to back him up, of all things. Amen. And he said illicit sex wouldn't be wrong if it wasn't for the old outmoded ideas of the people. Amen. Oh yes, the church. The superstitions of those that believe the Bible. Amen. But I want to tell you what, some of these days the church is going to be gone, raptured. Going to be raptured just like Elijah was. They're going to be raptured just like Enoch was. Someday they're going to look for our tracks, and we're going to be gone. Someday the hounds of hell nipping at the heels of the church, the powers of hell haunting the wake of every child of God. Amen. The powers of hell persecuting every fledgling mission work across the world. Amen. Suddenly are going to find that the church has been transferred. The biggest exodus the world has ever known has taken place. Amen. And in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, they've all been changed. They dropped this robe of flesh, these rags, changed in a twinkling of an eye, and rose to meet the Lord in the air. They disappeared. They're gone. Amen. Soon, we'll all be gone. And if this church stands here long enough, someone else will sit in our seat. Some of these children growing up under our feet will lead the singing. If time goes on, soon we'll all be gone. Amen. And did you know that's not so bad? I don't care. I tell folks I'm going to live to be 105. Amen. If I can still mow my lawn and still work in my garden, amen, and still take care of everything, I don't care if I live to be 110. Amen. Praise God. Be like the old gentleman's 105 years old, out working in his yard and working in his garden, wiped the sweat off his face and said, oh, to be 90 again. Amen. I don't care if I live that long, but I don't want to be a burden on nobody. Amen. I don't want to lay wasting away in some old folks' home. Amen. I'd like to burn clear out for God. I'd like to wear out, praise God, until there wasn't nothing left. Praise God. And the Lord take me home. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't care. Amen. They can practice my funeral a few times while I'm still living. I don't care what they do after I'm gone. Amen. Bury me in a plain wooden box. And I don't care where. It won't make any difference. When skin worms destroy this body, when that resurrection morning takes place, and that trumpet sounds, every molecule changed and transformed in a twinkling of an eye will be come together. Amen. And caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and soon we'll all be gone forever. What reason? Or whatever time, we'll be gone. Amen. And I'll enjoy the going. Hallelujah. There's times I get tired and I'd like to go home. Amen. There's times I get tired and I like to sit down on the sunny banks of sweet deliverance. There's times I get tired of the kind of burdens I have to bear. There's times I get weary and I think to myself, it'd just be good to be with Jesus. All relief, praise God. No burdens to bear, no load of care. You talk about a high. Some of these days I'm going higher. To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. I want to be like D.L. Moody. Amen. He said, this is on his dying bed. He said, this is my coronation day. I've been looking for it for years. Woo, hallelujah. Glory to God. Ought to be like Andy Jackson and said, let us go over and rest under the shade of the trees. Praise God. Someday we're going to cross. Amen. It's a supernatural feeling to be born again, to be among the chosen who can call a king their friend. If you wonder how I know this, it is plain to see. The Bible is the living word, and the author dwells in me. And he healed on both sides of the river, the earth and beyond the blue, and everything between them. Lord, you own all that too. I know Jordan's deep and chilly and very, very wide, but in the twinkling of an eye, I'll be on the other side. Amen. Amen. Folks, there are greater tragedies in this world than for a saint to go to heaven. Amen. We have to make the crossing, for death is something sure. But when it comes to my time, I'll be ready for the tour. I'll cross the Jordan River when I hear that royal call, for I plan to be escorted by the king who owns it all. He owns both sides of the river, the earth and beyond the blue, and everything between them. Lord, you own all that too. I know Jordan deep and chilly and very, very wide, but in the twinkling of an eye, I'll be on the other side. But then he said, I saw the wicked buried who had come and gone from the place of the holy, the sinning of the sinner has ceased. The wickedness of the wicked has ceased. Amen. He's gone. Amen. The question is, will it be better or will it be worse where they're going? Amen. And everyone here knows tonight if you're ready. And if you go from here to the great beyond this weekend, this Palm Sunday weekend, will it be for better or will it be for worse? Amen. Ann Landers published it again last week, or week before last, or was it the week before? The title of the story, I'm Just 17. Yeah. Amen. But then there was that grinding crash. And he was watching the people gathering around his coffin. Hey, I got my life before me. What are they burying me for? I'm just 17. Come and gone from the place of the holy. How will it be when it's all over? It was all over for that 17-year-old. All over. I stood over the casket of Gary's little brother that died with leukemia or Hodgkin's disease. Leukemia. Preached the funeral. As I looked down at the casket of that teenage boy, Gary, I didn't know Gary then. Never even thought about having some of the family in church in days to come. I thought, as I looked down on that casket, previews of things to come. Amen. That's what the Lord, or what came to my mind. Previews. Things to come. Wasn't too long till Shane's brother had a bicycle accident. Houston Woods. Hit his head on the pavement. Amen. He woke but for a while and then went back to sleep and wake no more. Amen. Scotty's gone. Amen. Gone. I don't know how many children and teenagers I've preached their funeral since then. They're gone. Amen. Oh, he said, and they were forgotten. Forgotten? Forgotten. The city of the forgotten. Your name may be inscribed upon the tombstone and a new generation drive by. I wonder who that was. Forgotten. Forgotten. Man that wrote the book, The Saint in the Wilderness, about Sheffy. That man that poured out his life, the missionary. They wouldn't even let him join the Methodist church, even though he walked among Methodists. He was too illiterate. Even though he started many a camp meeting and did much good for the Methodists. Amen. For the most part, he was not a Methodist preacher. He was just a freelance servant of the poor. And he usually wound up in the Methodist church when he preached in church, even though he preached in all of them. But there's still people that will make that pilgrimage to Sheffy's grave. Amen. Near Abingdon, Virginia. Because he is not forgotten. He done so much good, they don't want to forget him. He helped so many people, they don't want to forget him. Amen. Wouldn't you like to be like that? Would you like to be such a blessing and such a help? Amen. Pour your life out for so many people, praise God, that they wouldn't let your memory die. And that would be good. Because in not allowing your memory to die, some other young person in another generation
far, far away may aspire to your example and follow in your footsteps. Praise God. Woo, glory to God. Someone stood and read the book of Acts and said, Lord, do it again. And over his grave after a successful life for God, poured out for Jesus, William Booth stood and with tears running down his face said, Lord, do it again. Amen. After they had buried William Booth, others stood over his grave and wept and said, Lord, do it again. Will anybody stand over our grave and shed a single tear and say, Lord, give us more like that. Lord, do it again. Their prayers held a church together. Their prayers was the bulwarks of every revival. Amen. They were sometimes the unsung and sometimes the unseen. And most of the good they did was unsung and unseen. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. One reason they remembered Sheffy was one day he saw a pilgrim family headed west. Amen. He saw their horse down, sick. Amen. And Sheffy said, Lord, thou dost certainly ask hard things. Amen. The Lord had just spoke to Sheffy and told him, to give them old Gideon. Amen. He tearfully patted his old faithful Gideon. Amen. And bid him farewell. He told him to feed him so many ears of corn today. And he said he likes a little molasses on his corn. And take good care of him. Mr. Will, we'll remember you. We'll send you the money if we ever get it. Don't worry about it. Put his saddle on his shoulder and walked into town in a pouring mountain rain. The men sitting out in front of the store said, Brother Sheffy, what are you doing carrying your saddle? When they finally learned the truth about what happened, they said, well, you came at the right time. He said, they're bringing in a bunch of wild western Mustangs. And he said, they're going to break them tomorrow and sell them tomorrow. And said, pick out the best one of the bunch. You take your pick. And so Sheffy was there. And he picked out one. Amen. And he said, that's fine, Brother Sheffy. It won't cost you cents. And now we got a cowhand here. And he said, he'll break him for you and get him all trained and ready for you to ride. And Sheffy said, that won't be necessary. He said, amen, just give me some time alone with him for a little while. Amen. Sheffy had a way with animals. He could talk to them. He loved animals. They knew he loved them. Amen. Sheffy had such a tender heart, he would stop a funeral procession to take a tumble bug out of a wagon track, lest someone should run over it and kill it. Amen. Sheffy loved animals. Amen. He became familiar with the horse, patted him a little bit, talked to him a little bit. Amen. And then he said, help me on him. Amen. And they helped him up on his brand new steed, unbroken western steed. Amen. And turned him loose. And they was going to watch that horse throw that preacher more ways than one. Amen. That old man climbed on that unbroken horse. Amen. That horse turned clear around his head and looked up to see that creature that was sitting on his back. Amen. And Sheffy urged him on, and haltingly, amen, he trotted up the road with his new charge. Amen. When he left out, they said, he's either a saint or a fool, one or the other. Amen. But when he rode out of sight, they decided he was a saint. They called him the saint of the wilderness. When I'm gone, will they miss me?
Used to have an old song that said, ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. Ain't nobody gonna cry for me too long. Won't you write these words upon my headstone? Ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone.
But folks, we don't have to live that kind of life. We can live for God and for others.
And we'll be like David when he fled from Saul and precious Jonathan, his dear bosom friend, said, amen, tomorrow thy place shall be empty and thou shalt be missed. Will anybody miss me when I'm gone? G-O-N-E! What will I leave behind after I've gone to worlds unknown? What will I leave behind? I'll tell you what the Bible said. He said the wicked will be forgotten. Forgotten. Amen. Give that rich man a funeral with the pomp that rich men can afford. But he lift up his eyes in hell. Amen. Let the dogs lick Lazarus' sores. But he'll be carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. Woo! I'd rather have Lazarus' pallbearers, wouldn't you? Than a rich man's. Glory to God. Amen. That tells me, brother, there's something for the angels to carry. And so they wrote another song. When the angels carry me home, I want to see Jesus. First of all, when the angels carry me home. Praise God. I've got Bible to prove that they come for every child of God. Amen. That they fight off devils and rebuke demons in the dying hour. And angels come to carry us, praise God, home at last. As they get us home, why will you take a chance on being among the forgotten? Gone. Gone from men's minds. Gone from their memories. Fled away from all recollection. Stand and let's pray. Lord, none of us have got very long. We're floating down a stream of time. We have not long to stay. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Save, Lord. Speak, Lord, one more time. In Jesus' name. Amen. How imperative is it tonight? Everyone standing before me tonight is just one heartbeat from eternity. Just miss one heartbeat and not get it back. You're one breath away from either oblivion or the pearly gates. Amen. Come on while they sing and let's pray.
Are you one of God?
Come on, boys and girls.
Many children.
Come on.